is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here. We'll take your phone calls about anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on our site. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give ours away at freetalklive.com. All right, we're going to continue here. For those of you just tuning in, we started out our first hour with special guest Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com. And he's been gracious enough to hang on the line here as things started to heat up toward the very end of the hour with a confrontational call coming in from a current law, what I believe is the current law enforcement officer. Barry is a former law enforcement officer. He worked on the narcotics squad in Texas, was called one of the best narcotics officers in the country by one of his superiors. And he came to the conclusion, thanks to his lovely wife, Candy, that what he'd been doing was wrong. He'd been hurting people. I mean, the war on drugs, as we pointed out last hour, just in the last year, has resulted in over 1.5 million Americans having their freedom stolen from them, having been arrested for possessing a plant or a chemical or something like that. And this tears apart families. It ruins lives. It makes it difficult for people to get a job. It makes it difficult for people to continue on and have a productive life. It's not because of the drugs necessarily that their lives have been ruined. It's because they've been arrested for having the drugs. And Barry Cooper, are you still with us, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right. Do you want to add any thoughts to that before we get back on with John in Virginia Beach?
Yeah, first of all, when I raise my voice like that, it's because I never know how long I'll have to answer the question, and I'm very passionate about what I do. And my advice to that officer, he really needs to go to LEAP.cc, which stands for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, where there are thousands of police officers and politicians saying the exact same thing, and there's a lot of good logic on that website for him to read. He needs to arm himself with more knowledge and throw away the old propaganda ideas that he was taught and still believes, because he's in error logically and he's in error humanitarianly, if that's even a word.
Let's bring him back on. John, I think, is still with us listening in Virginia Beach to WTAR. John, you say you're a current law enforcement officer?
Yeah, that's correct, and I've been a police officer for 25 years, and I'm still a police officer. You know, Barry, you know, the my position of whether drugs should be legal or not is unimportant, and you're making an assumption.
Well, it should be important to you.
But you're making an assumption what my position is. My argument is this, that we can't have police officers out here enforcing the laws that they agree with. Because there are lots of laws that I don't agree with. I'm getting paid as a police officer to enforce the laws that this legislation puts in place. A lot of them I don't agree with, but they don't call me, the legislators, and say, hey, what do you think about this law? If we had your position, where we picked and chose which laws we enforced, we'd have anarchy.
You do that every day, John. It's called discretion. There's all kinds of stupid laws on the books that cops regularly do not enforce. I mean, Barry, isn't that the truth? Don't cops have discretion?
Absolutely, it's the truth. And John's way and his logic is just a smokescreen to hide behind what he's really doing, and that's caging nonviolent American citizens and separating families from their homes. You know, the ACLU reported that we now have 1.5 million orphans in the United States with either one or both parents locked up in a cage because of a nonviolent drug crime. So the side effects, the criminal side effects of doing the drug is worse than the side effects of the drug itself. And again, he's still talking about the Nuremberg defense, and he just doesn't seem to see the logic, and that's scary and it's dangerous because he's carrying a gun and a badge.
You know, Barry, let me ask you a question. I'm curious, two things, because I could tell you what my qualifications are. I'd like to know how long you were a police, because you talked about my logic, how long you were a police officer and what your level of education is. Because to be quite honest with you, you sound kind of dim-witted. Your positions are absolutely...
Well, something, John, I've learned I was in on the debate team in college, And I learned when your opponent is attacking your character, they're losing the debate.
Yep.
I'm more than qualified to debate you or debate any politician.
What's your qualification? How long were you a police officer, and what's your level of education, please? Can you answer that?
3 years in college. I was a police officer for 8 years. I have over 800 drug arrests accredited to me myself.
I was also
a police academy instructor teaching other agents how to seize the narcotics that I was seizing. I was cross-trained by the DEA. I worked joint operations with the FBI, the U.S. Border Patrol, and the U.S. military. I had a radio in my hand that I could call in Black Hawk helicopters and Lear jets, and I did it. So I'm more than qualified to talk to you about what's going on here.
He said 8 years, John.
It's 8 years as a police officer, 3 years in college.
John. Okay, so 8 years. I don't think that really gives you an extensive background in law enforcement, although it's okay. And apparently, because you keep attacking my logic, and apparently, what kind of degree do you get in 3 years?
Wait a minute, John.
You see, what you had said was that there's that you enforce the laws that the citizens vote on.
Yes.
They give a vote. They give a vote to every retarded person in the country, and you mindlessly, whatever degree you have, you claim that mindlessly you must, like an automaton Myrmidon, walk out there and enforce the law. So that is a specious argument. It doesn't matter how much education Barry has. It doesn't matter if he's graduated from seventh grade. He's got the law enforcement experience.
He's talking about logic. My position.
I just pointed out the failure in the logic of that you had, John, and you haven't addressed it. You just heard it.
What is your training in logic, John? What is your training in logic?
Because
you're wrong. You're wrong, and it's easy to see.
You want the police officers. Do you want the police officers in your community? And I understand we have discretion. You know, whether we give a speeding ticket or not depends on a whole lot of things. I understand about discretion. But do you want your police officers in your community to enforce whatever laws that they happen to agree with? Is that
because I want the police officers in my community to enforce violent laws only, crimes against property and people, because you know there was a day in Texas in the United States where the state could not bring charges against a citizen. You had to have a complainant. You had to have another citizen saying that person burglarized my home or stole from me or hit me and fill out a complaint.
Right.
Now we have over half of our prison population in jail because the state brought charges on them
for
a crime that didn't harm persons or property.
Yep. That was back
That's what I want my police force to do.
I want them to be
Barry.
What you're describing is back when the police were actually called peace officers. Now they're called law enforcement officers because they're out there mindlessly enforcing all these nonsense laws that these legislators come up with. It doesn't matter what the law says, is what John is saying. He'll go ahead and enforce it. And it really, John, this is about what's right and what's wrong. And it is not right to blindly obey the diktats of a bunch of strange men and women sitting in Washington, D.C. or in Austin or, you know, wherever it is, you know, Concord, New Hampshire, whatever the state capital is. It's wrong to take peaceful people and put them in cages, and I hope you come to understand that someday. Thank you, John, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Barry, do you want to keep going? People have questions for you.
Sure, I'd love to hang around.
All right, cool. I'm glad you've got the time to do this because folks have a lot of questions. Let's see if we can sneak another one in here. Let's go to, I believe Bob is with us listening in Portland. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com.
Hey, Barry Cooper. Thanks for coming on. You left that guy on just a little bit too long. He was an idiot. Sorry about that.
He's a well-educated idiot.
Yeah, anyway, you know, out here in Portland, we've got a lot of pot smokers. They're trying to legalize it out here. I want to talk about search and seizure laws. Are you familiar with Kid Chris versus the state of Portland, state of Oregon?
I'm not.
Well, why not? I mean, Barry, you're supposed to be smart in this area. Kid Chris versus Portland.
There's a lot of cases out there.
Well, there's so much. Hang on just a second. There's so much case law out there. Even lawyers that practice it every day don't know, but it's not hard to look it up and for me to give an opinion. I just don't have time now, but I'm well-versed in constitutional law.
Bob, you can tell us about it here in a moment. If you'll hang on, we'll bring you back with Barry Cooper. Barry's sticking around. He's going to take your phone calls at 800-259-9231. He's a man behind NeverGetBusted.com. Head over to his website, get signed up for his newsletter, and check out his new podcast. All right, more coming up here. Barry, hang on. 800-259-9231. This is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And, because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. We've held over our special guest, Barry Cooper. He has dedicated as much time as we need to get your questions answered. So 1-800-259-9231. Former narcotics agent Barry Cooper will be joining us here again in a moment. But first, congratulations, by the way, to our winners on the Sebring tickets. 12 hours of Sebring coming up here in a week's time.
That's correct. It's the 58th running of America's legendary Le Mans race, the 12 hours of Sebring. It runs Saturday, March the 20th at Sebring International Raceway in Sebring, Florida, featuring the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March the 17th, for 4 days of racing action, culminating in the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March the 20th. For tickets and more information, visit SebringRaceway.com. SebringRaceway.com. I went to this race, and it is awesome.
All right, so Barry Cooper joining us from NeverGetBusted.com. He's a former narcotics agent, busted all kinds of people for drugs, and then realized that what he was doing was wrong, even though it was the so-called law. And Barry, you're back with us. Thanks for sticking around here. We've got a lot of folks on the lines here that want to talk to you, so let's get right back into it, shall we?
Absolutely. This is good radio.
All right. Let's talk to Bob in Portland. Bob was waiting. We just got you on the air before we had to go to break there, Bob. So go ahead and recap what you were going to get to and throw out your question or your thoughts for Barry.
Yeah, I was talking about the illegal search and seizure. There was a case out here in Oregon, Kid Chris versus Oregon. Barry wasn't familiar with that. I don't know why he wasn't, but. And Barry, please don't interrupt.
I've never heard of the case before, Bob, and, okay. You know, there's a lot of cases.
Let me explain it to you. All the pot smokers out here in Portland held this kid Chris up as a hero. They called him to his radio show. I'm just sick of it. They called him, they said they're smoking pork chops, Asian pork chops, fat Asian pork chops. And they went to his website, kidshow.com, KIWBshow.com. You familiar with any of that, Barry?
No, I'm not. Barry. I apologize, but I'm not.
Is this just a...
Wait a minute, Barry. Barry, shut up and listen for a second.
You asked him a question.
No, hey, relax a little bit. Don't tell me to shut up. I'm not even going to talk to this call.
Is this a bad plug for a radio show? Is this a really bad, are you trying to cover up that you're trying to plug this guy's website?
What the hell? Barry, you're a...
Goodbye. Thank you for the call. He asked Barry a question. Barry started answering the question, and then he interrupted.
That was a very mean thing to say.
Yeah, what a jerk. All right, let's continue here and talk to Jim is next, listening to Kudo in Alaska. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
With Barry. You're on with Barry Cooper.
Yes, thank you. We have the worst cops in Anchorage, too. And I'd like to know, it might be easy enough to get evidence on these guys, but there's no one will touch them, you see. So where do you take the evidence? The prosecutors, they're not innocent. They know what's going on. They're not going to make trouble with the police. I've been to lawyers, and some of them don't want to get involved, and the others tell me transparent lies that are, if they were true, would mean it was somehow okay, things I complain about. Anyhow, what do you do? Where do you take the evidence?
Good question, Barry, because the prosecutors they're in on the loop. I mean, how do you deal with that? Once you've got evidence like you got, Barry, of the cops stealing cash, how do you actually get any of the people within the system to take action on it?
Well, we don't, and we never expected them to, because I knew how cops cover cops. Our entire criminal justice system is broken, and the caller's exactly right. The prosecutors and the judges are in on it, too, because police officers will only behave as bad as prosecutors and judges allow them to. So when we do cop busters, we don't expect the cops to go to jail. Those cops that illegally raided our house in Odessa, the same ones who planted the drugs on Yolanda, not one charge has been filed yet, but we did get Yolanda released from prison. The judge agreed with us that something was fishy. So we're concentrating on getting the prisoners out of the jail, and of course, when I'm running for Texas Attorney General, and if I win, if I don't, I'll run again. It'll make me the sheriff of Texas, and then the citizens will have somebody to bring their evidence to, because I'm going to totally change the face of law enforcement as we know it in 2010.
Jim, any follow-up thoughts for Barry?
Well, that's good for Texas, and I hope you do win. And I was hoping for something, that I could use. I've had half a dozen.
Okay, well, here's what you can do. You can hire me to come into Alaska and set cops up on a sting. We take jobs like that. That's what we do. That's our job. That's our business.
Also, I'd like to suggest an option for you, Jim. We are on this program sponsored by the Free State Project. Mark and myself are both Free State Project participants. Actually, Alaska was one of the candidate states for the Free State Project, but New Hampshire ended up winning. So if we get enough people together with enough activists in the same place, then we might be able to see some significant change happen as well. And so we're getting liberty-minded people together all in the same geographic area. Barry knows what it's all about. He came up here a few years ago to speak at the upcoming Liberty Forum, which is going to happen again next weekend. And, I mean, what were your impressions of the Free Staters, Barry?
I thought it was fantastic. I loved their energy. They're a big batch of freedom fighters who really get it. And I had fun up there. I had a blast.
I'll tell you what.
I enjoy that part of the U.S.
We're going to keep going here. Jim, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Listening there in Anchorage, Takudo, as we go to Derek, listening in Philly. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live with Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Derek?
I just wanted to say that I'm a Pennsylvania state trooper, and about 3 years ago we had a case. This notorious child molester, his name was Christopher Foley, was actually going to fairs and pretending to be a face paint artist, and then kid Chris would paint all the little kids' face like a clown. What do you...
I'm going to dump him out there.
What was his deal? He's a cop? That's one of our public servants acting like that?
I think we've got some crankers out there tonight. I hit the dump button on him, so he's gone. He didn't get through it. What it sounds to me like is, I'm just guessing here, I don't know about this kid Chris personality, I think he's a morning show personality or something like that, but I'm guessing that we've got some fans of a particular radio show trying to come in here with their show memes or whatever it is that's going on. That's just me guessing here. I have no real clue. We'll continue, though, with David listening in Georgetown to WGMD-FM. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Barry Cooper.
Good evening. I have a question, please, from Mr. Cooper.
Go for it.
I'm a little bit confused. Mr. Cooper, have you been named as a defendant in a court in a lawsuit right now by the jurisdiction in which these events allegedly took place?
Is this question coming from the ideas that the Free Man Project has?
No. I'm just asking you. I'm a little bit confused.
No, I haven't been sued. I've been arrested, and I have two pending charges, false report to a peace officer and possession of marijuana. Now, I'll be filing a lawsuit on them.
When do you expect to appear in court? What is your court date, Mr. Cooper?
Our first court appearance is in 30 days for docket call, but we will not be going to trial then.
And what jurisdiction is that in, please?
This is Williamson County, Texas.
Okay. I'm not familiar with all the geography of Texas.
David, did you have any thoughts beyond...
No, I just wanted to find that out. Is there a court case number or something assigned to this?
I'll tell you what. You can go over to NeverGetBusted.com and you can find out more as Barry releases the information. Thank you for the call tonight. Barry, stick with us here. We've got some more folks that want to talk to you. More with Barry Cooper. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you've got a question for Barry, he's with us here. And, of course, we'll also take your calls a little bit later about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And you can get signed up for our news updates. We want to keep you kept in the loop as to what's going on with the show. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get on our updates list, which will get you emailed updates. And that's the best place to be because that's where we do some online contests is on our email updates list. But we also have our Twitter page and the Facebook fan page as well. You can access all of that from news.freetalklive.com.
And take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. If you use the proxy link behind every search result, or beneath every search result, you'll be able to surf that web page without having to worry about getting cookies or getting tracked by, you know, whatever advertising or government agency is out there looking around. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 is our number here. Calls for Barry Cooper will be given priority. He is our special guest from NeverGetBusted.com. Barry, we've had you on the show before. It's always great having you here. Thanks for sticking around and taking extra phone calls here from our listeners. I have a lot of thoughts for you. Are you still with us, sir?
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent. People can go to NeverGetBusted.com. They can get samples of your two videos, Never Get Busted and Never Get Raided. Plus, they can get the full episodes of Cop Busters, your brand new series that you've begun producing, where you go around and set up bad cops, and they take the fall because it's not hard to set up these cops. They are so eager to take cash and steal people's things and their drugs, and it's been quite an interesting experience so far, and you just posted a new episode just a few weeks back over at NeverGetBusted.com. So let's continue here. People have some questions for Barry. Let's talk to Patrick, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. You're on with Barry Cooper, Patrick.
Hi, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I've been listening to your show for a couple of weeks, and I really enjoy the open discussions. I just wanted to ask Mr. Cooper a couple of questions because I was a little confused about some things.
Go for it.
Are you... I'm trying to word this correctly. You have a website where you try to expose crooked cops. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now you were talking about how the police, they go in and they raid people. They take their drugs and they try to sell them on their own. Sell them to make their own profit and that sort of thing. I understand that they're crooked. Everybody everywhere, especially policemen, and those are the worst kind. But are you, I'm not criticizing in any way. I'm just trying to understand here. Are you condoning the use of drugs in any sort of way? Or are you and condemning the police for actually having to enforce the laws? Getting them out of the hands of people who might be using it to sell it or that sort of thing?
Of course, all drugs should be legal. Americans have a right to put in their body whatever they want to put in their body. They only have the obligation to be placed in jail if they've harmed another person or property, and we already have laws, I mentioned that earlier, that keep us safe. Burglary laws, robbery laws, we have laws against murder and rape.
Okay,
so no, all these substances need to be legal.
That's okay, different, by the way, though, from condoning the use of drugs. Saying that people should be free to make the choice to use drugs is different from saying, I think they should use the drugs. That's what condoning.
Right. I wouldn't get on here and say I think people should drink beer, but I think that that's okay if they decide to.
Right.
I condone people smoking pot and taking mushrooms. And the psychedelics, ecstasy is a wonderful drug. It used to be prescribed back in the 70s. A lot of people's parents took it for marriage counseling. And it's a wonderful drug. So all of these substances have a place. Back in the 70s, too, all the moms took methamphetamine. The kids are taking methamphetamine now in the form of Adderall. We give out millions of doses of that every day, even though I don't agree with prescribing kids methamphetamine. I'm just bringing up an example that all these drugs that are illegal, we have legal drugs going through the pharmaceutical companies that are the exact same drug, just like hydrocodone. And there's another real strong one, Oxycontin. That's nothing but heroin. But when we look at heroin in a pile, citizens freak out over it because we were trained to be afraid of it when it's exactly the same thing as we prescribe legally. So all these substances have a place for humanity, and each human should be able to decide, where that place is and what they want to take and what they don't want to take.
Patrick?
And not go to jail for their decision to use...
I understand. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. I mean, I understand that these drugs have useful purposes, and I believe that all of them were created originally for useful purposes. And people, I mean, is your mentality just if it feels good and it's not hurting anybody else, go ahead and do it?
I'd like to jump in here real quick, Patrick. If you're concerned about people dying, I'd like to give you the statistic and see how you react to this. Is more people in the United States die from prescription drugs they were prescribed and using them in the fashion that they were prescribed in than overdoses and illegal drugs, all of that stuff put together. More people die from using properly using prescription drugs than from illegal drugs.
Okay, well, I can.
Does that bother you? Should
no.
we get rid of should we get rid of people being prescribed drugs because some people might be harmed?
No, not necessarily. But on the other side of that. other side of that token, I understand, like I said before, that there are crooked cops. There's crooked everybody. There are people in all different avenues of business or law enforcement or whatever you call it that are crooked. But you also have to understand that, you know, I'm not condoning the crooked ones in any way, shape, or form, but I do believe that just like anybody else, there are police officers out there who are doing it for the right reasons, who are doing it because they're I haven't interrupted a word you've said. Please be respectful enough to listen to what I say. When I'm done, you can respond.
Okay, well, we don't have a lot of time, so go ahead and get it out quick.
All right, but the point is, you know, I was in the, okay, I'll make it short and sweet. I was in the military for 6 years, all right, and for 6 years.
Well, so you're just talking and talking and talking and won't let anybody else respond.
The point is, the point is, when you're in a certain line of work, you can't pick and choose what rules you're going to obey and which ones you're not.
Ah, but yes, you can. That's why they have discretion. Thank you for the call, Patrick. Appreciate hearing from you. Barry, your thoughts on that?
Well, he was all over the board, so I'm not sure what the question is.
What do you think about police officers that, that enforce the rules simply because they're the rules?
Well, it's the same argument we've had this whole show. That's the Nuremberg defense. If they made cigarettes illegal tomorrow, would those same cops raid people's homes for cigarettes? Just like you said in your commercial. And if they say yes, that means they'll do anything to humanity that's told to do just because it's a law. And that's crazy. That's insane behavior. And it's unfortunate that that behavior is even allowed to exist. It should be punished, not rewarded.
You know, I'd also like to jump in and answer one of his earlier questions, because like you said, Barry, he did pack a whole lot of stuff in there into his statement. The question about, well, if it feels good, should you do it? I would say that if it feels good and you can do it safely, then if you want to do it, you should be able to do it. I agree with you, Barry, that there are a lot of the drugs out there. Some of them, I think, are pretty dangerous. But as you say, in certain circumstances, they can be useful. Others are psychedelics and things like that. Or ecstasy, as you mentioned. I've had some. I happen to agree. I think ecstasy is an incredibly useful drug, and it's an amazing experience. I don't recommend it to people.
It's possible to abuse it too.
I think it's possible to abuse alcohol and all kinds of things that a lot of people can use in safe methods. So I think if people are doing their due diligence, I think if they're researching these drugs and they're learning about them before they try them, then and they're doing them in a safe manner in a safe setting as possible, then yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Just like alcohol and tobacco, that can kill you, but there's a safe way to use it, and we don't go to jail for using those substances.
More coming up here with your calls for Barry Cooper in moments is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the program. Tonight it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live. We would appreciate you becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can do it for as little as $3 a month with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forums, podcast, and more. Go get all the details. Get signed up, and we'll take that $3, by the way. It doesn't go to paychecks or anything like that. That gets reinvested into the show to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com.
If you've got foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments on your credit file, and you're looking to make a major purchase, check out cleaningcredit.com. It is a law firm, an actual law firm, and it's called the Credit Repair Law Firm Chartered, and they help you to dispute the invalid or questionable things that are on your credit report and get those those bad reporting things off the credit report. They're part of the Better Business Bureau for over 6 years and listed as listed number one in the Consumer Advocacy Group of America. Go to cleaningcredit.com. These folks will help you out to take care of your credit report.
All right, Barry Cooper has been patiently hanging out here for the entire show. I think we're going to wrap up the interview in this segment because you've stuck with us for double the amount of time that I originally thought we were going to have you, Barry, and it's been great, and thank you so much for doing that. Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com. Barry, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. All right. We're still here.
Excellent, excellent. All right. I know you've got a wife and kids that I'm sure you'd rather be getting to here shortly. So let's burn through the remainder of these calls. People have been waiting very patiently for you. If you've got a question for Barry, do try to keep it short. Don't really have time for rambling at this point. So let's go to David listening in Keene. You're on Free Talk Live with Barry Cooper.
Hi. I was just wondering,
I've heard things like police have quotas they have to reach, and I know they do this shotgun thing where they trump up charges. Seeing as you were, like, inside and stuff, and do you know that that's true or not?
Absolutely, they have quotas. My task force had to make see so much money per year to remain in existence. You know, Houston, Texas, the Harris County, has over 200,000 misdemeanor warrants for the arrest of citizens. And it's not that they're all criminals that live there. It's just we've over-policed everything. So they're hiring the more aggressive officers without a conscience that can arrest people over and over and over because it makes the departments and the prison systems so much money.
There's your answer, David. Thank you for the call tonight. Let's talk to John, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. John, you're on with Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com.
Thank you, sir. And by the way, I think you have a very nice program.
Thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts for Barry.
I would like to say this. I live in a very nice neighborhood, and I was thinking about getting a dog for protection, but I wondered. And I was looking at German Shepherds, canines, that the police use mostly for protection and for getting down criminals in certain situations. And I was wondering what your feelings are on the breed of German Shepherd and what role they could play for me in protection, because I am not a gun owner. I do not own a gun, and I do not want to own a gun because I live in a nice neighborhood, and I'm not afraid of guns necessarily, and I have friends that have guns, but I've never wanted
canines,
to own a
gun. Go ahead, Barry.
Canines can offer you a lot of protection, but the most important thing is not necessarily that the dog's well-trained, although you'll want a well-trained dog, is you need to be well-trained knowing how to handle that dog. It takes a lot of schooling, it takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of training to be able to handle a dog that can damage another human being that easily. So as long as you're trained well and the dog's trained well, I think it's a good choice. And German Shepherds are certainly an excellent breed for home protection.
John, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Rick, listening to WSJM-FM in Michigan. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. How are you doing tonight? Sounds like you're
doing
getting
well,
beat. Sir. Sounds like you're getting beat up a little bit over there, so I apologize for that. My question is short and sweet: is what is stand then on somebody say is not necessarily a criminal that is busted for use of marijuana or a hallucinogen of some sort or whatever? But what is your stand on when they get behind the wheel of a vehicle that is taking a possibility of jeopardizing somebody else's family life, which then would be, you know, overstepping that boundary of injuring somebody else. But say they don't, but they're a repeat offender, what would be your stand at that point? You know, should that person still be going to jail? I mean, I know that it's a choice.
Well, yeah, that's a different crime than possession of a substance. That's called driving while intoxicated or driving under the influence, and that can be very dangerous. Nobody wants that, and if they're repeat offenders, they need to be punished because that can harm another person. You know, it could run my kid or your kid and kill them. However, driving on marijuana has been proven to be safe, not the first time you try it, but it makes you more aware of your surroundings, and drug use or alcohol abuse use while driving a motor vehicle is all based on performance. I know I can drink a certain level of alcohol and I will not drive because I can't drive safely. There are hundreds of thousands of marijuana smokers that drive safely. Our own government reports, called the FAR, I think it's FAR, Fatal Accident Reporting System, put out by the U.S. Department, Justice showed in my state, or actually across the whole United States, that a couple of years ago, 13 people died in that had marijuana in their arm, as opposed to 111,000 people who had alcohol when at the time they died. So there are some substances that are safe to operate a motor vehicle on, But anybody that uses any substances and can't operate one safely, you know, we've got laws for that, and I agree with those laws.
Rick, any other thoughts? He's gone. 800-259-9231. Terry, listening to WSEFM in Charleston. You're on Free Talk Live with Barry Cooper.
Yeah, just one question that I have is that, you know, we've already got legalized alcohol. We've got the legalized prescription drugs from the pharmaceutical companies, and both of those are already killing about a half million people a year combined together. So if we did it, if we legalize the other drugs, marijuana, you know, heroin, cocaine, whatever else, I mean, I just don't see the your reasoning behind that.
Well, what you're saying is if we legalize those substances, we'll have even more deaths, and that's not true, because Americans are already using these substances. And just like I said, in the United States, anytime you commit a traffic, involved in a traffic accident that causes serious bodily injury or death, they draw your blood, and the statistics are out there, and they're drawing blood from these people that are dying behind the wheel, and they're finding alcohol's the main cause, not marijuana. So legalizing drugs is not going to cause a big crime wave. In fact, it will stop a big crime wave because of prohibition. Prohibition has never worked. My grandparents would have much rather kept going to Jack Daniels to get their whiskey, but they were forced to go to Al Capone to get it. I would much rather go to Marlboro to get my marijuana cigarettes, but we're forced to go to the cartels, and we know the crime that's taken place there. There's been over 6,000 deaths right across my border in Mexico because of prohibition. So legalizing drugs will not cause a crime wave. It'll stop a huge crime wave and stop a war.
Terry, thank you for the call tonight. In fact, you know, Barry, I remember from our discussions with the folks from LEAP that they cited a statistic I thought was fascinating that prior to the prohibition of drugs, it was about 1% of America that that had a drug addiction problem. And now it's about 1% of America that has a drug addiction problem. So, you know, the whole idea that legalizing drugs or decriminalization, full decriminalization of all drugs is going to increase any statistical significance of drug addicts addiction just doesn't seem to be borne out by the statistics.
Well, you're exactly right. We're always going to have addicts among us, whether it's legal or illegal. And what you just pointed out is exactly true. We have more people in jail than ever before, more money spent than ever before, and more drugs available than ever before, and we still only have 1% of the population that are addicts, just like when the drugs were legal. So there's another scare tactic that the government has used. If you make drugs legal, everybody's going to go crazy. Well, just like I said earlier, people use methamphetamine safely, or kids are taking that by the bottlefuls, and they're not killing, stealing, and robbing. So drugs don't make people commit crimes.
Yeah, it's the high prices of the drugs that are brought out by the black marketplace. Those 1%, I'd rather have them getting high in their apartments and being able to afford their habits rather than having them breaking through people's windows and cutting into people's cars and stealing things, which is what's going on. Barry Cooper, thanks so much for being with us here tonight. People need to go to NeverGetBusted.com to see more of your great work. Thank you so much, Barry.
Good night. I enjoyed it.
Thanks so much.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crum had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crum is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crum online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.